Hello and welcome to Crosstalk, our new series, Searching God's Word. Hey Martha, can you explain what our new series is about?
Well, Anime, we will have ministers walking us through God's Word on our most asked about topics. It's going to be an interesting, fun way to study God's Word in a talk show format.
Well, this sounds really fun, Martha. So if you guys out there have a topic that you'd like us to do, text me or Martha to our cells, or go to Facebook and message us the topic, and we'll get our ministers on it as soon as we can.
And don't forget to grab your Bible, a pen, and a tablet, because you're going to want to take notes.
Our goal here is to provoke you to search God's Word. Hebrews 10:24 says to provoke one another to love and good works.
So let's get started on our search of God's Word.
We hope this podcast blesses you, and if you haven't yet, tap and follow and hit that notification bell. And every week when a new podcast comes out, it'll tell you. So that's a no-brainer. Thank you, and God bless.
Welcome to Crosstalk. We're continuing in our series, Searching God's Word. Tonight, we have with us John Thomas Day and Thomas Lee, and they're going to be talking about overcoming temptation. Welcome, guys.
Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Hello. Welcome.
And we're going to start with a question for John Thomas. Amen. How do we overcome temptation?
Well, I would say first that temptation in and of itself is not sin. We get this idea that if we're being tempted, that we're sinful, and that's not the case. Temptation is just what the devil uses to entice you to sin. Mm-hmm. Small or big, it doesn't matter to him. What the temptation and what he's really after is disobedience from God's word, mm-hmm. rebellion is all he's after.
Amen.
Being tempted is not the sin. It's just when we give in to sin. Give in to the temptation, rather, that's when it's sin. And Amen. You say, you know, why is temptation such a big deal? What is the point of it? James 1:14-15 tells us, each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed.
Amen.
Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin.
Mm-hmm.
And sin, when it's full grown, brings forth death. That's why it's such a big deal. Because the temptation that leads to sin eventually will lead to spiritual death if left unchecked. Amen?
Amen.
Like a growing Amen. Thing, like something you plant.
That's right. That's
Man,
right.
There's you a know? Starting point with it.
And that's how it is. That's what the devil works in mm-hmm. is those gray areas. You see, if the devil that's come good. To you right off the bat and said, hey, why don't you go out here and murder? Why don't you go out here and get drunk and crash your car? You'd have enough brains to say, no, I'm not going to do that.
Right.
You know, I think it was C.S. Lewis said, the surest way to hell is slow and steady.
Mm.
He knows you're too smart for those, so he just starts Good. With the little things. And then that little things become a gray area. They lead to bigger things and bigger things. But really, all temptation, if we really boil it down to its core, it's the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life.
Amen.
That's what 1 John 2:16 tells us, that all that is in this world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. It's not of the Father, it's of the world.
Amen.
And here's
Amen.
The thing.
Amen.
I can almost, if not say all, but 99% of temptation and sin are going to fall into this category. One of those categories. It looks good, it feels good, or it puffs up my pride.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what we're after. And listen, there's nothing new under the sun. That same threefold temptation that the devil used against Adam and Eve in Genesis 3 is the same that he used with Jesus during his temptation mm-hmm. in Luke 4. And I'll show you exactly. With Adam, the lust of the flesh was, look, the tree was good for food. With Jesus, it was command these stones to be bread.
Amen.
With the lust of the eyes, with Adam, it was pleasant to his eyes, it says. With Jesus, it says the devil showed him all the kingdoms of the earth. The pride of life, Adam, the devil told him this tree will make you wise. The pride of life with Jesus was throw yourself down. The angels will catch you. We all have a flesh, man. We all will deal with temptation. Yours might not be mine, but mine might not be yours. But again, the temptation is for one thing and one thing only. To get you to disobey God's word,
Amen.
To repel what God, and listen, he doesn't care. I truly believe the devil could care less what the sin is,
mm-hmm.
big or small. He's just looking for that end result, that rebellion, that disobedience to God's word.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's kind of like the people that sell the drugs. I watched a documentary. They give them a free sample the first time, and after that, they're hooked.
Nothing in this world is free.
Yeah. That happened to me in Costco yesterday with shrimps. They give me a sample, and I was sold. I want to ask Tom, I'll put the next question to him. When we get in this gray area,
processed in the brain, goes into the heart, and is conceived sin, okay? Mm-hmm. You already spoke about that. Mm-hmm. But when we get in that gray area, we have, during the men's Bible studies, we have accountability to one another. Like I have, me and Bill's got accountability to each other, John Thomas, Tommy, all of the men. I think that you need to have an accountability partner, too, because if you don't, if I was doing something wrong and I was slipping away, okay, John has permission to speak into my life like Pastor Charlie does or Bill does.
Amen.
And just recognize, you know, that you're not in this alone. We're in it together, you know. But the most important part of it all, beyond anything, is prayer.
Right.
Because all the things that the disciples seen Jesus do, what did they ask him to teach them how?
Pray.
To pray,
mm-hmm.
You know. And when you pray, you put on the full armor of God, then you're able to withstand the wiles of the enemy. But it gets so easy to not to pray or to put on part of the armor of God, leave part off, you know. It's just, you really got to be, the heart's most wicked and above all things. You know, it says to guard your heart. The word tells us to guard our heart. And we can guard our heart, and we can't fix ourselves, okay? But God can fix us. God's already paid the price. Mm-hmm. We just have to recognize that there's things that we have to do. Like, for me, one of my greatest falls was gambling, okay? I know I can't go into a casino because I don't trust my flesh.
Right.
So why would I put myself in that position to do that?
Amen.
Yeah, that's good.
If it's drinking, if it's drugs, if it's lying, if it's cheating, no matter what it is, you know, don't put yourself in that position.
To be tempted.
To be tempted.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it a lot easier if you do that, you know?
Yeah, amen.
And then the second is to stay in your word. Study your word. Read the word day and night. Talk to God all the time.
Amen.
I'd like to visit the one point you made there, make a comment on it, Tom. I never thought of it before. You said accountability, you know, which was a tremendous point. So do you think that people fellowshipping and going to church and keeping around other Christians, sometimes you see people slide away. Do you think that's because they don't want that accountability or that makes it harder to stay strong?
Absolutely. There's no such a thing as a lone Christian. You know, you can't do it by yourself. You have to have people around you. I learned that the hard way myself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
1 Corinthians 15:33, I believe it is, or 32, says bad company corrupts good morals. Behavior, yeah. My grandfather used to say, if you lie down with dogs, you'll rise with fleas. So, yes. Mm-hmm. You have to stay around people in one accord, like-minded. We are a full gospel, Bible-believing church, you know, the full counsel of God. And, yes, we have to, you know, we might miss a Wednesday or a Sunday or something like that.
You know,
but we need to be in the house of God whenever we can, you know, and we need to hear God's word. Now, preaching and teaching is two different things, you know, and you have to be careful too, enemy. Who you're listening to, who your news source is, you know. My news source is the Word of God.
A lot of people at social media, the hand will tell them and they believe everything they read.
Well, that's the Gospels, Google, Facebook, you know, that replaced Matthew, Mark, Luke.
A good
listen,
point.
If it's on the internet, it's got to be true.
Yeah, it's got to be true, right?
It has to be.
So iron sharpens iron.
Iron sharpens iron.
Staying in good company. Amen. Good point.
Okay, John, what would you like to add?
Well, Tom touched on all of it, but listen, you see, like we talked about, I believe that same temptation the devil used at the beginning is still using today because it's effective.
Mm-hmm.
Why change it if it's not broken?
It's the old stuff.
But I believe if in our word, you know, if we look for Jesus as our example of how to combat or how to overcome temptation, I think he gives us a very detailed by looking at his life and how he did it. The first thing that I noticed was in Luke 3:23, it says that he was baptized and the Spirit descended on him as a dove.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that story.
Yeah.
Even Jesus didn't submit to his temptation
mm-hmm.
till he was full of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Need to take
good.
Notice of that. We all love that. Resist the devil and he will flee from you.
Submit to God.
But we forget that first part. We all gloss over it. It says submit first to God,
mm-hmm.
then resist the devil and he will flee from
Amen.
You. I care to argue that if you're not submitting to God first and foremost, you're not going to resist
There'll
the devil.
There'll be no way.
There's no way.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first thing I see is Jesus was full of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing I see in Luke 4 there, as Tom touched on, when the devil came with his temptation, how did he answer him?
Right.
Amen.
It was all with the word of God.
Amen.
And listen, as much, it wasn't with a motivational speech. It wasn't with a Billy Graham sermon snippet. It wasn't with none of that. And I'm not saying there's anything
no,
wrong
I mean,
with that.
No, I mean, I got you.
But it was with the word of God.
Amen.
So we need to respond to the devil with the word of God.
Amen.
It's our only offensive weapon we have.
Right.
All of our others are for defense, but our offensive weapon is that sword. But here's the catch with that. You can't give the word of God back to the devil if you don't know the
word
of
God.
That's
right.
So we need to be studied up on the word of God, because believe me, your adversary, the devil, knows the Bible front and back.
Mm-hmm.
And
Amen.
He will use it to twist on you if you don't know it. So first thing, we got to be full of the Holy Spirit. Second thing, we need to know the word of God front to back. Get it in our spirit. You know, what did David say? I hid thy word in my heart.
That I might not sin against
you. That I might not sin against you.
Amen.
Step number three, I noticed, and you know, when Jesus does something one time, we should take notice.
Amen.
But the Bible, if where I read is correct, so don't quote me if it's off by one or two, but it says that Jesus took time away and prayed, recorded in the scriptures, over 25 times.
Wow, huh? Yeah.
This is the Lord God, and he thought it was important to pray.
Mm-hmm.
How much more important is it for us
Amen.
To have that connection? You know, listen, Amen. If you're, I will ask you out there listening, how do you combat temptation? And I'm here to tell you, if you're doing it in your own strength, because I'm a good person, because of who I am, or I'm just going to white-knuckle it, your moral compass will fail you at some point.
Amen.
You will succumb to whatever that temptation is at some point in your own flesh alone. That's just the truth of it 100%. Now, with Jesus, with the Holy Spirit in us, with the Word of God in us, and a powerful prayer life, God has equipped us that we are no longer slaves to temptation. We are no longer slaves to sin. The power of God, it says, the same Spirit that raised Christ from
Amen.
The dead dwells in my body.
Amen.
Amen.
There's power in that.
Sure.
Amen. There's power in that. So we need to be prayed up, we need to be full of the Holy Spirit, and we need to know our Word.
Amen.
Amen.
Man, basically, John, you're saying, and this is what come to me when you're talking, we can't do it.
100%.
That's why we need the Holy Spirit, the Word, and prayer, just like we can't save ourselves. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
We need Him, and we need that Word. And another thing that come to me when you said about the Word is make sure you pick your tangible Bible up.
Amen.
I'm very careful with the apps and stuff. I always check it out in my Bible. Because I've heard people quote things, and I'm just going to give you one off the sleeve. Cleanliness is next to godliness. And they get a whole sermon out of it, and it's not in the Bible. Many a quotes, and we've heard the one most famous one is, love the sinner, hate the sin, and love the sinner. That's Mahatma Gandhi. It's a good principle,
yes.
and obviously Jesus, he loved us while we were in sin.
Amen.
But we need to know the word so we're not deceived.
How much that those quotes that you just said, though, people take that that is biblical. That's
make a religion maybe out of it, yeah.
Because if you don't know, and here's the thing, like I tell the kids even when I'm talking to them, don't take my word for it.
Read it.
You know, read it for yourself. Know it for yourself. If you don't know the word of God, you'll believe anything.
Amen. Right now, you see, like, with all the way the country's divided, and don't judge us, and they're doing, you can't believe, Jesus said don't judge, and he did, but they don't finish the word. Reading it in full context is another key. He said to her, neither do I condemn you.
Go and sin no more.
There we go. Thank you, sir. Go and sin no more. You got to read the whole word, or they have taken the actual word of God like Satan did and just tweaked it enough to where, like Eve, you can't touch it. God didn't say she couldn't touch it. He said she couldn't eat it.
That's right.
But it was just a big enough tweak, you know. So that I enjoyed that. My two cents again.
Well, amen. And also, Eve, Satan came to Eve. God gave Adam the command not to touch the tree in the center of the garden, okay? So he came to Eve. Adam was standing there. He didn't correct her. He was the head. He was the spiritual head that dropped the ball, okay?
We're still seeing that to this day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
In the world.
I want to blame it on the woman, but he was standing there.
He was standing there, you know?
You know, I'll leave you with, there's no woman that would want to submit to a tyrant, but if that man is submitted to God.
Amen.
Right.
It has to be in order, and that's the way God, like God is the head of us, you know? Mm-hmm. God has that relationship set up that way. But listen, I'll speak to the men first, you know? If you're not submitted to God, don't expect your wife to be submitted to you.
That's really good, John.
You know?
That's good.
But I'll leave you with one more. We've cut you, so we won't let you go bleeding.
Keep
here.
Keep going.
You know, God is so faithful, and God is so good. And listen, if you're listening to this and you say, well, that's great, and that's how you overcome it, but I've already submitted to it. I've already, you know, I've tried, and I keep falling down to it. God is faithful. God is just.
Amen.
You got to give it to him. It says that the righteous man will fall seven times,
amen,
but he gets up.
Amen.
Listen, there's conviction with the Holy Spirit. There's conviction for the children of God. That leads to repentance. There's condemnation with this world, and that leads to separation. Don't get the two confused. If you've messed up, come back.
Amen.
Give it
Amen.
To God.
Amen.
Ask him to take it away from you. Thank God I can speak for my life that he's the God of the 10,000th chance.
Amen.
And he's faithful to forgive. But 1 Corinthians 10:13 says this, no temptation has overtaken you except such as common to man. But praise you, Jesus. It says, but God who is faithful will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will make a way of escape that you will be able to bear it.
Amen.
You're not alone in the temptation. There's no sin in the temptation. When the temptation comes, submit to God, pray, ask him to take it, give you strength, and I promise he will.
Amen.
What do you want to add, Tom?
I wanted to say a couple things. John, pretty well, we've been talking about this, and we're both on the same page, you know. But in Galatians chapter 5, it says, if you walk in the Spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. What did Jesus do? He walked with the Spirit.
Amen. That's good.
And it gives all the things of the lust of the flesh versus walk in the Spirit.
Amen.
But on what I had on my notes here, John pretty well hit everything I had. So for the sake of...
I snuck in and looked at your notes, Tom.
I know. In the Amplified, you read a scripture. I'm going to read it again in the Amplified, though, okay?
Go ahead.
James 1:14-15.
Okay.
It says,
that's right.
But every person is tempted when he's drawn away, enticed and baited by his own evil desire, lust, and passions. Then the evil desire, when it has conceived, gives birth to sin, and sin, when fully matured, brings forth death. Same thing you said, but
yes,
the lust, it just it broke it down a little bit more for me. Yeah.
I like the Amplified.
Amplified does, yep.
And I, for me, like I said, first things first, prayer is number one. Jesus prayed by himself. He prayed by himself a lot. He spent a lot of time with his Father, you know, a lot of time with his Father in prayer. Then we have to put on the full armor of God. After we do that, you know, I read my Bible in the morning. I read it at night, talk to God all day. I send my girl scriptures and that, and a lot of people I send scriptures to, you know. But that's got to be the last thing on your mind going to bed and the first thing in the morning when you wake up. And then during the day when all them little imps come along, we all face them, you know, we're all going to, none of us is going to walk on water. Or at least I haven't met no one yet that can walk on water, you know. But we have a, he who the Son has set free is free indeed.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
So we are free from the law of sin and death. We've been set free from that. But there are certain things expected of us, you know, that we can do to help ourselves along.
Amen.
Amen.
So I'm going to recap your points, if that's good with you guys.
Yeah, sounds good.
Because I really enjoyed them and learned a lot. One, be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Two, know your word.
Amen.
Three, pray.
Amen.
Four, Tom just said, walk in the Spirit.
Amen.
Those are really, really the main spokes. And I thought of something I was telling John, idleness, which kind of went with what Tom talked about earlier about the accountability.
Accountability.
And because in 2 Kings 11:1, David, a great man of God, he was very idle. He knew the word like you're talking about. The Spirit of the Lord was upon him. He knew how to pray. He wrote all them psalms. He knew how to walk in the Spirit. He danced before the Lord. I mean, he was a man after God's own heart. But it said when the kings went out to battle, that he was supposed to be doing something.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of listening to the word, he didn't do it. He done what he wanted. And idleness, sometimes he was idle, not doing what a king should do. Yeah. We may be in kings, but I got to do what a housewife has to do.
Right.
You guys have to do what ministers, Bible study, teachers, preachers, peanut butter sandwich, whatever your thing is for God, mm-hmm. do it. And like Martha says, how do you say that all the time to the your best ability?
I just went blank, yeah.
She always says, if you're going to do something.
Yeah, that was good. Whatever you just said. Yeah, it was good.
Well, she always says to me, if you're going to do something, do it with excellence.
Do it with excellence, yes.
Yes, and that's so true. And idleness can lead to sin.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
All of these points, all of these things we've talked about, if you don't put them into action, they do you no good whatsoever. Amen. You know, you can know every Bible verse. But when temptation comes, you don't use it. It's doing you no good. You can know the most beautiful prayers in the world. But when things are coming against you, if you don't pray, it's not doing you any one bit of good. You have to put what we've learned, what God has showed us, put it into action.
Amen.
Amen.
It's like the air conditioner in your car. It's there. If you don't turn it on, you're going to get hot.
In Arizona, too.
If I don't turn it on, I'm going to take heat stroke.
The other thing, I'm going to shut up after this, okay?
Do what you want, Tom. We're learning.
The other thing I wanted to say was don't take any pastor's word for something. Read it for yourself.
Amen.
I love Pastor Charlie. He's my pastor. And I know we know he's his word, you know. But when you turn on the TV and you listen to pastors on TV and they start preaching and people get deceived by that, you know. Mm-hmm. And teachers and preachers of the gospel are held at a double standard.
Amen.
So we have to be careful what we're doing when we're talking about God. That's why, and I also would encourage women, men, wherever you're at, to get in a group Bible study.
Amen, that's good.
Breaking down a group of women, a man, family, however you want to do it. Bible study is fairly important.
Very, very important.
Amen.
You can't know the Bible if you don't study the Bible.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, I just thought of a scripture, and I don't know where it's at, but you know what? To think on these things, your mind, whatever things
Philippians
are...
Philippians 4:8.
Yes, yes. Whatever things are pure, holy, what's a good report, any virtue, any... Think on good things. Amen. Don't let your mind wander.
What's good, Martha?
Amen.
And,
so I wanted to ask you guys, before we quit out, would you like to say a prayer for people who's trying to overcome temptation? Maybe they could pray along with you. You know what I mean? It would be something to, you know?
Absolutely. Amen. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name right now, Father God, I come to you. And I ask anyone that's listening to this podcast right now, Father God, that you open their mind, Father God, and their heart to your word, Father God, to follow you. And when they do fall, Father God, that they come to you, Father God, and ask you to forgive them for their mistakes, Lord. I ask you in Jesus' name right now to bind any strange spirits from their lives, their houses, Father God, to be in one accord with their family, Father God, with their church, Father God, to study their word, and to pray to you, Father God, and you alone. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 Thank you, guys. We really learned a lot. I did.
Can I say one more thing
before
we go? And this is what it really impressed upon my heart. Is I would say to somebody, you know, struggling a lot with this, and I'll give you the secret. With praying, with reading the Bible, with all that, what we're doing is I promise if you do those things, you're going to fall in love with Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
It's not about stopping sinning. It's about loving Jesus.
Amen.
And I
Amen.
Promise you, if you fall in love with Jesus and you fill your heart and minds with the things of the Lord, that stuff, that garbage, that temptation isn't going to hold the same luster that it did before.
That's
so we
good.
Need to fill ourselves with the love of God. And if you say you don't have that love, try reading your Bible. Try praying. And Amen. I promise you, there's no love like it. But if we Amen. Fill ourselves up with the love of God, there'll be little room for the garbage of this world.
Amen.
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 That's
Amen.
Good. Praise That's good.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, thank you, guys. We appreciate you. Uncle Bill, do you have anything to add?
The only thing out of it all, when Jesus was starving, he knew what to tempt him with.
Mm.
He knows the things that you're weak in. And he came and quoted the scripture to Jesus. And Jesus' answer was just what we heard. By every word out of the mouth of God.
Amen.
And the truth set you free.
Amen.
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 Amen. Praise God.
Well, guys, we hope whoever's listening, you've enjoyed it. And join us next time on Crosstalk.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Well, that's our podcast for this week. Join us next Monday for the latest podcast. And remember, you can scroll down and listen to any that you missed. Please follow us on Spotify and tap the notification bell to have every new podcast loaded automatically. The Spotify app is free and it makes it much easier. We will be posting new podcast links on New Life Church Facebook page every Monday. Thank you for listening, and we hope you listen next week. God bless.